Whether Vail Resorts can trademark the name Park City is not up to the Park City Council, even though a segment of the community has urged the council to, quote, just say no. What the city can do, however, Councilmember Tim Henney says, is to object to the trademark application.
We do have an extension, and within that extension, we have the ability to object to the trademark application filed by Vail Corp, which is a standalone name, Park City. So to specifically answer your question, we can object to their application.
Whether they will object, he says, is part of the active conversation the City Council is having now.
And that's all part of what we think is our appropriate and responsible role, which is to have a very robust and rigorous conversation within the community. As previously stated, the just say no is part of that conversation. And I think it actually creates a bookend on the community side of the ledger to the other bookend, which is what lends the U.S. Office of Patent and Trademark. They view these trademark applications through and how they process them. Those are the two bookmarks we're looking at.
Henney explains how the trademark office views trademarking the name as something to protect business. That's why the Park City Council cannot trademark its own name.
The trademark office looks at it purely from, you know, the free market business standpoint. The community, in the view of the trademark office, is already protected because Park City is a geographic designation. They do not trademark geographic designations. So their response to us saying, or that component of the community that says, just say no, they'd say, well, this isn't dealing with how you might feel from a spectrum of slightly disrespected to profoundly offended. That's not the issue we deal with. We deal simply with the business side, the technical issues on the business side of the ledger.
But he says from council's perspective, their role is to consider both sides, the business component and the community's concerns over Vail's efforts to trademark the name.
The whole picture, both sides of the ledger, how it could impact our local businesses and how it affects and influences the culture of our town.
The city's engaged in meetings with Vail, the Chamber Bureau, and the business community, in addition to hearing from the public. Henney says in the exploration of the topic, they've learned that in all the years Park City has been Park City, there's been one other attempt in 2014 to trademark the standalone name Park City.
Park City Brewing trademarks standalone Park City as it relates to brewing and distilling. Now, the difference is Park City Brewing puts a modifier on their branding and marketing, and they call themselves Park City Brewing. They don't call themselves Park City.
And there's the conundrum for the city. Vail wants to use the standalone name.
Vail Corp wants to call their mountain operation standalone Park City. No modifier. Now, the issue of a modifier actually came up in the HPCA conversation because Vail's position was that they actually do have a modifier on the standalone Park City, and it's the logo. It's the Infinity logo.
And Henney says by technical definition with the trademark office, that counts as a, quote, modifier. But that's only obvious when it's on printed material, and even then, he says it gets murky. The public says that the signage for the resort is confusing, even purposely misleading. Instead of a sign coming into town saying Park City straight ahead, it says Park City with an arrow to the right. When visitors end up at the resort instead of Old Town, they say there's something wrong with that. That could be one of the points of a coexistence agreement with Vail that Henney says would be legally binding. Another point would be that Vail says it would allow any business, past or present, to use the words Park City.
I feel confident that this reverts right back to that prior comment. Council's belief is it absolutely has to happen. And the agreement would call that out and clearly define that.
Henney says finally that while fingers have been pointed at the city for not jumping on this sooner, it was on their radar, and they began to take action when the abstract possibility became a reality when the trademark office took steps towards approving the trademark application.
When they go to trademark it, it then creates a legal process. And that happened on May 10th. So on May 10th, for me, is really a watershed moment.
That's Park City Council Member Tim Henney. He acknowledges the petition circulating and says council has heard loud and clear from a large swath of the community that opposes the trademark application. Does it help? He says yes, everything helps. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.